The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Landon, it's great to see you back here in San Jose. Yeah. I know you spent a lot of your younger years here, but hockey's taken you a lot of places in recent years. Mm-hmm. How do you describe the last couple hockey seasons?
Like a jumble of words. I mean, I've been everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's been an experience for sure. You know? Seeing all different orgs and everything. So a lot of new faces, but it's been good.
You learn a lot. Maybe the more people you're around, the more teams you're around, players, coaches you're around. Do you feel like you're absorbing all of that?
Oh, yeah.
You're here at development camp where you were last year, and I know that caught a lot of people's attention, but tell me what you gained coming away from that last year and being around, you know, just more people in the organization and franchise, and maybe what you took away from last summer and what you're hoping to gain this time around.
Yeah, last year was great. Couldn't have asked for a better experience. Just, I think, seeing where I'm at compared to everybody else, you know, the levels that I want to be at. So, and the work that they put in, and just trying to, get more, be a sponge. Just kind of take it all in.
You know, I think during the hockey season, I see your dad more than you do. Obviously, you're traveling the country in North America playing, but he's here at TechCU and Sharks Ice all the time. Mm-hmm. What does that say about him? You know, he could just take it easy in retirement, right? He won't do that.
No, he loves the rink. Yeah. Like, anytime I'll ask him, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm at the rink.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So. He's here with Jumbo all the time and Nabby all the time. Yeah. Is it, and last thing on your dad, is it just something that he was born? I mean, you've known him your entire life. Is this who he really is and he'll just keep staying out here?
I think so. Yeah. I don't think he's going to get away from it. Even, I know the first couple months or so out of retirement, he was, you know, a little out of it, wanted to be at the rink. So, I mean, it's his home.
I find, though, that there's a lot of players who are great players, but when they try and coach, the coaching doesn't come easy to them.
Yeah.
And I know he's helped you, too. Uh-huh. You think coaching comes easy to him?
I think so. Yeah. I think just because, he's not playing anymore, he can't play, but he still wants to be around the game.
Yeah.
I think that coaching is a great option for him. He's unbelievable.
Let's get back to you. Age 19, what are you hoping to accomplish here in the next couple seasons? How do you hope the trajectory goes?
Honestly, just do the best I can. Get as many looks as I can and perform. I mean, the goals that I have for myself, I don't want to set them. I can't have that in my head.
Right.
So I just got to lock in, kind of do as best I'm able to do.
I think you just mentioned something there, opportunity is huge. Looks are huge, right? Wherever you can showcase yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for a lightning round?
Sure.
Here we go. Hardest hockey shot you've ever seen in person?
Oh. Shoot.
Don't know?
Bedard, probably.
Okay. Yeah. All right. One NHL player that if you could steal a skill from them, you would?
I would steal, that's a good question. Probably McDavid's speed.
Okay, that's, you've got acceleration, huh? Favorite road rink you've ever played in? You love your home rink, but favorite road rink you go into, you're like, wow, this is kind of cool.
Sioux Greyhounds.
Okay, a lot of history there.
Yeah.
One rule that you would change in hockey?
Ooh, let's see. I think probably the overtimes.
Which part about it?
The 3-on-3.
So you don't like 3-on-3. I would keep 3-on-3, but I would do basketball where you can't take it past center ice. You can't bring it back.
Oh, I like that.
Once
actually.
You gain center ice, you got to stay on the offensive side.
Okay.
Backcourt in basketball.
Like that, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Who should control locker room music? What type of player should be the DJ?
Probably the most energetic guy. I think the team, I don't know, clown or whatever.
Yeah.
They usually got good music.
The clowns have the best music.
Yeah.
Remember Burnsy's backpack? Here's the next one. if you carry around your own bag or backpack during the season, what's in yours?
I usually got a couple things. I got some vitamins, minerals, water bottle, Gato.
The simple things.
Yeah. I got some got some muscle cream in there as well.
Okay.
Headphones, of course. Little snacks.
That's not what's in Burnsy's bag.
No,
by the way.
I could fit Burnsy's bag. Yeah.
He's going camping. You have a similar pregame meal all the time?
Last year I did blueberry pancakes, a protein shake, and hash browns.
Like in the afternoon?
No, before games.
Oh, like at night?
No, yeah. Like.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. All right. That's breakfast worked. For dinner.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it was how it happened was in like it was a morning game, and I had it, and I had like a good game, so I
scored
had
a bunch
next
of goals.
Game,
yeah. Right. Right.
And just kept going from there. So
it's a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
Any lucky rituals? Any superstitions?
Not really. I think just nothing
okay.
too much. No.
Social, TikTok, Instagram, any of that for you?
I do. Well, like, yeah, I have an Instagram and TikTok.
Okay.
I don't really post
one or the other's better.
I like Instagram Reels more.
Okay. All right. Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
I'm with you on that yeah. one. Too early for the sunrise. call or text?
Call.
Yeah.
Love calling.
Or you can FaceTime everybody.
I love FaceTime.
Like Jumbo does.
Yeah.
Last one. Winning a Stanley Cup or winning an Olympic gold medal?
I think winning a Stanley Cup.
I'm with you.
I think since I kind of want to win a Stanley Cup.
Just yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's won a gold, but he didn't win a cup, so it'd be nice to win one.
I'm familiar with that, unfortunately. Yeah. I wish we all would have had several cups here. Hey, Landon, it's been great to chat with you, and wish you the best. I'll be following
you
next season.
Yeah, thank you so much.